time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Megan Cummings. She's the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're going to talk about a great clothing, warm clothing drive that Bank of Utah is doing in conjunction with the United Way. And also, you know what? It is time to start talking Angel Tree already. Here we go. It's in swing right now, and we'll get all the particulars to you on that. Megan, how are you today?
Dave, I'm great. It's always a pleasure. How are you?
I am doing well, ma'am. Thank you for asking, and thank you for coming in.
Always good to be here.
So let's get down to business. How are things going at the United Way?
Things are so good. I'm so grateful to Eastern Utah across the board, these seven counties we're serving or trying to serve. It's been great meeting people and building connections and collaborations and learning about the great work being done.
And, you know, we had a great Day of Caring event in September, and now it's just moving forward. That's what keeps going on. It doesn't matter. There's always the next thing up. And the next thing up right now, you've got, and it starts on October 18th, Bank of Utah is helping you out, and it's called Warm Bodies, Warm Souls. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, shout out to Bank of Utah, Kathy over there, and Kimberly. They are wonderful supporters of United Way. And so Bank of Utah, I think statewide, is hosting this drive, but our local Bank of Utah in Price is going to have a big blue barrel, and folks can bring scarves and coats and mittens and warm things. Can be new or gently used, except for the undergarments. Those must be new. And so, they've got this drive going on to benefit United Way, and we are super grateful.
And so what they'll do is they'll just take all of those to you guys, and then you'll distribute them.
Absolutely.
As you need to.
Like you said before, it was Day of Caring, and now it's getting cold, and we're just moving into the next thing. And so
Time to think about warm clothes. So, yeah, and you know what? It seems like every time this time of year, everybody's looking through closets and things like that. If you've got coats and things that you just don't wear anymore that are in really good shape, you know what? Let's do this and take care of the people that are really going to need it. Get it down there to United Way. Now, how long does it run?
So this clothing drive at Bank of Utah is until November 12th, I believe. But, you know, call me at United Way. We're pretty much always accepting things like that, and we can find good homes for
it.
Good
really
clothes.
It really runs 365, doesn't it?
It does.
Everybody always needs help. You can't pin it down to just 1 or 2 days.
Yep, and that's why we're here. We're here to help our neighbors.
So if you've got them, this is a great time to get them out and take them down to Bank of Utah starting on the 18th of October. Now, let's get into it. Angel Tree this year.
Let's talk.
It's time already.
Already. You know, we are getting our ducks in a row. We're making sure we're organized. We've got the application up on the website. I also have printed out some applications, and those are in Price City Hall, right outside my office. So where you pay the utilities, just down the hall from there. On my door, even if I'm not there, somebody can grab a blank application. You know, not everybody has access to a printer, so they can access the paper application and fill it out. There are, of course, some requirements. There are some income requirements. We need proof of income. If folks are on jobs.utah.gov/mycase, we're asking for a 24-month benefit report from mycase. So there are some requirements, of course, but our goal here is to help folks have a happy Christmas and also to connect them with additional resources so that they can become more financially stable.
And this is such a great program, and there are so many other places and businesses in the community that help out with this, but you're always looking for more, right?
Absolutely. You know, Dave, we were talking about how it's been a weird couple of years, and things have shifted for a lot of people and a lot of businesses. So there are groups that tend to sponsor Angel Tree every year that are either having to pull back a little bit this year or are saying, you know, unfortunately, we just can't do it this year. And I get it. So if there are listeners out there who want to be an Angel Tree sponsor, who want to say, yeah, you know, give me a couple of names and ages and some preferences on toys and clothes and that kind of thing, useful gifts, then we would love to have you help us sponsor some children for Angel Tree.
And it is. It's a great, great event every year that happens. And it just, everything stays right here. It stays local. They give it back to the community, and they just want to make sure that everybody has, like you said, a happy Christmas. That's what the whole point of this is all about. And that's just a great, great event, really.
Yeah. So I agree that the goal is to make people feel good and to give them some useful things that will help them in their lives. And then also, like I said, we don't want to just stop there. It's not a one and done, oh, here's a new doll or here's a new book. It's here's some gifts. And also, can we build a relationship and help? You know, can we continue to help with that financial stability piece? Can we connect you to other resources? Can we connect you with job training and that kind of thing so that people just live a better life? That's the goal.
Most definitely. So that's the Angel Tree. The applications are out there now. When do you need to have them turned in by? What's the end all date?
Wednesday, November 17th is the cutoff.
Okay.
It is the cutoff. And folks should call the office or email to make an appointment to drop off the application. You know, still with some COVID precautions, we want to make sure we're doing things safely. And also with hours, I would hate for someone to drop by the office and, you know, I'm off site for a meeting and then they've just wasted a trip. So call ahead to make an appointment to drop off the application, 637-8911. The reason we have the cutoff is, of course, so that our sponsors have time to purchase the Christmas gifts.
And that is, once again, that's what this program is all about, making sure that everybody has a happy, happy Christmas. And I can't believe that we're talking about it again already, but here we go.
Here we are.
Here we are. So once again, if anybody has questions about, the clothing drive, the warm clothing drive, or the Angel Tree, let's give them that phone number one more time.
Yep, 435-637-8911, or visit our website, UWEU.org.
There you go. She'll take care of everything for you. It's Megan Cummings, the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.